Hello, good evening, sir. My name is Frank. Is this Charles McKee?
Yes, it is.
Mr. McKee, I'm calling you from Opinion Research. We are conducting a national public opinion firm. So we're talking with people in your area, and I would like to ask you just a few questions on a confidential basis.
Let's do it and get it over with, all right?
All right. So for quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. And before we begin, sir, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely for the survey?
I'm sitting in my living room having a beer.
Oh, okay. All right, perfect. Now, in which state do you currently live?
New Jersey.
Thank you. And do you live in the city of Camden or outside the city of Camden?
I live in the city of Camden.
Thank you. Now, my next question is to make sure that we do speak to people in different areas. What is the zip code where you live?
08105.
Thank you, sir. Jumping to my next question right quick. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a candidate for
no.
political office? Thanks.
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of a teacher's union or teacher's association?
No.
Thank you. Now,
and I don't belong to the Communist Party either.
No, thank you, sir. Now, my next question here, to make sure that we do speak to people of different ages with different opinions, in what year were you born? Only the year.
1959.
Thank you, sir. And which one of the following best describes you? Now, I am required to read verbatim, so I don't mean to disrespect, but I need to read this question here. Which one of the following best describes you? A man, a woman, or do you identify yourself in some other way?
Are you serious?
Well, I am required to read verbatim. I can hear your voice, but this, for quality purposes...
What if I told you I identify as a table?
Well, I would have to type that down, and I mean...
You'd have to put me down as furniture, right? No, I'm a man. Come on.
Thank you, sir. Now, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you. For statistical purposes only, sir, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Caucasian or white? African-American
I'm white.
Or black? White.
I'm
Thank
Caucasian
you.
Or white.
Thank you. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
College.
College. Thank you. Now, how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are the parent or guardian?
They're no longer in my household.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a short list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. But if I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me, and I'll go on to the next one. The first one is the teachers' unions. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable, based on what you have read, seen, or heard?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. How about former Mayor Frank Moran?
I don't know that much about him.
Oh, okay. So you've heard of him, but you don't have an opinion?
Correct.
Thank you. How about Governor Phil Murphy? The governor, Phil Murphy.
Very unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
Thank you. The next is State Assemblyman Bill Scherman.
Don't know him.
Never heard of him, or you have
never heard of him.
Oh, you never heard of him. Thank you. How about Camden Schools Superintendent Katrina McCombs?
I heard of her, but I don't know of her.
Thank you. How about State Assemblyman Bill Moen?
Don't know him.
Don't know him. Thank you. How about State Senator Nilsa Cruz Thres?
Don't know her.
Don't know her. Thank you. And the last name that I have here is Mayor Vic Karsarfen. Karsarfen.
I never met him, and I'm active in the city of Camden, but I've never met him.
Never met him. So, but you have heard about him?
Yes.
And, well, is your opinion so far, based on what you have read, seen, or heard about him, is your opinion very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'm going to say somewhat favorable.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me and I'll go on to the next one. And the first one is traditional public schools in Camden. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
I would say unfavorable.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
How about private and parochial schools in Camden?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. The next is Renaissance schools in Camden.
I don't know that much about them to make it qualified statement.
Okay. Thank you. How about public charter schools in Camden?
I don't know anything about them either.
Okay, thank you. Now, just so everyone has the same information, sir, public charter schools and Renaissance schools are two different ways to describe the same type of schools. Knowing this, would you say that public charter or Renaissance schools are very different from traditional public schools, somewhat different from traditional public schools? Not too different from traditional public schools, or no different at all from traditional public schools?
I would say they're very different.
Very different. Thank you. And what are some of the differences between public charter or Renaissance schools and traditional public schools, in your opinion?
Because they don't have that much influence from the teachers' unions.
I'm sorry, you got cut out there. All you said, because they don't?
They don't have that much. The charter schools are without the influence of teacher unions, which I do not agree with.
Anything else?
That's about it.
From the teachers union, right?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, jumping to my next question here, and I appreciate your time and patience. We're headed towards the end of the survey, and I really appreciate your time and your patience with me. Would you say public education in Camden is headed in the right direction, sir, or is public education in Camden on the wrong track?
I would say on the wrong track.
And who would you say is most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in Camden? The governor, the mayor of Camden, the state legislator, the superintendent and school district officials, the school board, or the teachers' union?
Are you talking about in the city of Camden?
In the city of Camden, yes.
I would say the mayor.
The mayor, thank you. Now, and how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Very important, somewhat important, not that important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Thank you. Do you think the local public schools in Camden need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
A lot, thank you. And what specifically do you think needs to change about local public schools in Camden, in your own words?
In my own words, I believe they should get back to basics. Arithmetic, math, history, and stop teaching all this crazy nonsense that's not going to help these kids.
Thank you.
The teachers' unions are involved more with politics and all this gender crap. I mean, it's not going to help these kids to go out and get an education and get a good job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, I feel that.
Thank you. Now, from what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools and Renaissance schools here in Camden? Do you favor or oppose?
Favor.
Strongly or somewhat favor?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. And over the over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become more favorable, less favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other?
I would say more favorable.
More favorable. If a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools and Renaissance schools in Camden, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
More.
Thank you. Thinking some more about local elections, many people we have spoken with, they say they only vote for candidate for president, governor, Congress, or other major offices. How about you, sir? How often do you vote for school board members? Always, sometimes, rarely, or never?
I vote if they're on the ballot.
Would you say
so
always?
That would be always.
Always.
Well,
you.
If they're on the ballot, I vote.
Hmm?
And
thank
I vote
you.
All the
now,
time.
I appreciate it. The following statements about community refer to your neighborhood. Please tell me as I read each one if the following statements represent how you feel about this community. You can select very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not well at all. And the first one says, improvements to local schools would make me feel better about this community. Would you say very well, somewhat well, not too well, not well at all?
Very well, very well.
Second to the last says, increasing the availability of public charter and Renaissance schools would improve local schools in my community.
Very well.
Very well, thank you. And I am satisfied with the local school choices in my community. Would you say very well, somewhat well, not too well, not well at all?
Not too well.
Not too well, thank you. We are now at the end of the survey, and I just have a few more questions for a statistical purpose only to finish the survey. Are you currently employed, a student, do you stay at home parent, retired or unemployed and looking for work?
I'm unemployed.
Employed. And in politics today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican, sir, or not so strong Republican?
I'm the Republican treasurer of the city of Camden, buddy.
Thank you. And, for quality purposes, since I cannot select an option for you, would you say strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. And how would you describe your economic circumstances, low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Upper middle class.
Upper middle, thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. I thank you very much for your participation, sir. Thank you for your patience with me, and have a wonderful rest of the weekend. Enjoy your beers.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Did I get
yes.
you on that when I told you I identify as a table? Did I get you on that one, didn't I?
You definitely did. I got stuck like Chuck there.
Yeah, see, I told you. You know, you can tell your other people, so, boy, what do you hear the one I got tonight, right?
I
told the last
sir.
People, I said, well, I told them I was trans. I used to be a ladder, but now I'm a table. And it was dead silent.
That's funny. That's funny.
All right, take care, my friend.
Thank you, sir. You made me laugh. You make my day today. It's a Sunday.
Hey,
thank you. And
if you can't laugh, what's it worth, right?
Exactly. Thank you, sir.
All right, have a good evening. Take care.
You too.